I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Backing the Blue is something we do, focusing in on a community that is rallying for the family of a slain Pennsylvania State police officer who was stabbed to death on a hiking trail. So he was off duty at the time, PSP, Pennsylvania State Police Officer Benjamin J. Braylor, 44 years young, of Kennedy Township, formerly of Moon Township, but from Pennsylvania, obviously. And he had been found stabbed to death while running near the near Hassam Road. This is on a trail. I guess his family had been visiting in Maryland when this occurred, and he was attacked by this suspect who's now under arrest. So they had been just on a beautiful afternoon on a hiking running trail, out for a run. That suspect, 25-year-old Anthony Alexia Antonia Kaysen, has a bunch of names here, of Baltimore, Maryland, under arrest, charged with criminal homicide. That's according to all of the court dockets. He's held right now in the Allegheny County Jail. And so Officer Benjamin, a member of the Pennsylvania State Police for more than 20 years, we're told, and leaves behind his wife of 16 years, Sarah, their two daughters, his sister, and extended family. So I know that they had set up the GoFundMe for him, but another slain officer. No, it was not in the line of duty, but still, backing the blue is important to us. And we hope, that you join us, unfortunately not in person tomorrow, but we will be the benefit tomorrow. It is tomorrow where we're live and local at a local FOP, but just keep in mind that the money that we're raising tomorrow, and you can still donate, is all for the families, that we want to back the badge there. So for this officer, I know that there was a GoFundMe that was set up, because this is just a tragic story and it has gone viral. So we're just so sorry to hear this. They've raised more than $63,000 for this family on a GoFundMe, but it's just important that we share that information for you with our law enforcement. I don't have all the details of it. I just wanted to update you with that one. And of course, we'll get to all of it. I mean, Elon Musk now, are you surprised that DOJ sending him a warning letter, if you will, Department of Justice, with everything going on?
Yeah, right.
Right now, right? With the lawlessness we've seen in our country, and who are they going after? Elon Musk. And, quite frankly, if he did do something illegal by asking people to sign a petition that supports the First and Second Amendments and the Constitution of the United States of America, if he had done anything illegal at all, don't you think they would have charged him? That's like a cop who doesn't, like you. And so they knock on your door and say, yeah, I don't like the way you look. So just a warning to you. It's like, well, officer, if I did something illegal, you would have arrested me and filed the charges, right? And so obviously they have nothing.
You want an opposing voice on this? We got Josh Shapiro.
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing,
money.
Not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning. Look, Musk obviously has a right to be able to express his views. Yes. He's made it very, very clear that he supports Donald Trump. I don't, obviously we have a difference of opinion. I don't deny him that right. But when you start flowing this kind of money into politics, I think it raises serious questions that folks may want to take a look at.
Now, here's the thing about Governor Josh Shapiro, who's obviously from at Montgomery County, Abington area. He knows, as somebody who has worked as the attorney general, and when he was asked that question, he pushed it off. He said, well, you know, I'm not the attorney general anymore. Well, you know the laws. He knows the laws. He's a smart guy. And so if he thought that, yes, absolutely, Elon Musk is breaking a law, he could have named the law. But the truth of the matter is that you cannot pay somebody, right? You cannot pay a voter to do certain things, to vote for somebody or to register. You can't do all that stuff, which is why Musk says, hey, sign my petition. As somebody who signs up every day for this thing, because I always think it's a refresh. I don't know if they're drawing from the same pool, but I'm assuming it's like,
you got to read the small print, because there's someone in the chat that was just alleging that it's disqualifying for multiple entries.
Is that real?
I don't know. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Right? That should be illegal. But no, but the thing about it is, I'm teasing.
Disqualified, Dawn.
But the thing about it is, I assumed that if they, in other words, if they get a new winner, isn't it like, you know, they start fresh and they want the new petition signers. See, that's what I see. That's what I get for not reading.
I do have the small print.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Each person may only sign the petition once. Eligible people may only list one eligible person as the referrer. Signing the petition on behalf of another person is not permitted. Before payment is made, America PAC will verify the accuracy of all information of the referrer and the referee. Is that really what it is? Referrer and referee? Is that the word?
Well, if somebody referenced you, if somebody
you're a referee? Really? A referee?
A referee.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all legalese. How the lawyers talk.
So from reading that, it seems that you can only do it once. I do apologize. I don't think it's disqualifying. I would think that they only take the one petition and submit.
Did you take your first one?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Well, Elon Musk giveaway. Now, the new headline today, get this. And this is really terrible. The new headline is that it could land voters in legal trouble.
Oh, and then it says,
a legal expert has said, so one legal expert. Now, the first day this came out, I was quoting, and you know, it was ABC News to their credit, and they were interviewing some of the biggity big legal scholars at, like, UCLA in California and New York, and they were saying that technically Musk, by asking people to sign a petition supporting the First and Second Amendments, that and it's open to voters in six swing states: Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, as well as here in Pennsylvania, right? And so they were saying, well, if that's it, then it's technically not illegal. Now, if he had said, hey, once you vote early and show me proof that you voted, you know what I mean, or that you registered, and then I'll put you in the sweepstakes, then I guess that's illegal. But he did not do that. Now the new headline from, I guess, one legal expert is that, in fact, if I sign the petition, am I in trouble? This is intimidation. You know what I mean?
I do have more.
This is like Godfather.
I do have more of the argument from the other side, if you want to hear. Here's CNN.
This is the Justice Department saying, as far as we know.
The Justice Department.
Hey, Kate, good morning. Well,
oh, this
sources
guy
familiar with the situation told CNN that the Justice Department indeed did send a letter to Elon Musk's super PAC, warning them that this sweepstakes might violate federal
might
law.
Might violate.
It's against the law. It's a crime to pay people to register to vote.
Which he never did.
Or to incentivize voter registration with cash or prizes. And the way that this system was set up here by Musk's super PAC, they launched a petition. They said if you sign the petition, you could win $1 million. But the fine print makes clear that in order to sign, Kate, you need to be a registered voter, and also you need to live in a battleground state, which immediately raised the eyebrows of many of the legal experts that we're speaking to. And, you know, those concerns seem to be founded because this was followed up with a letter from the Justice Department.
So even some of the articles that I'm reading, so one expert in, this is Los Angeles, John Perlstein, he told Newsweek that anybody who accepts Musk's offer, now does that mean me because I signed the petition? I'm not really sure, but I could go to jail.
Is this a personal question?
I guess that I could be, that we could be in legal jeopardy.
What petition? You never signed the petition.
I did though. I signed it. But that's just it. Out of all the stuff, let's just put it that way, that goes on, this is the most transparent situation where the guy stands on a stage and tells you everything. Then you go to the site and you can click on, yes, I support the Constitution and the First and Second Amendment. And then you sign it electronically if you want to, you know, enter in to win the $1 million. So that's pretty transparent. And it's not even personal, right? It's not even personal. And I didn't see anywhere on there where it has anything to do with your vote. So then they even acknowledge in their article that from their understanding, election experts are split on the legality of the situation, that it's not currently illegal. Listen to this wording. I mean, they are jumping through hoops to try to make it sound like you could get in trouble if you sign the petition. So who's trying to interfere here? Do you know what I'm saying? I feel they're interfering. I'm the interferee. Referee.
Referee.
See why I can never be a lawyer? But basically, aren't they interfering? Aren't they saying that, oh, you better not do that. You better not go on that site. You better not follow Elon Musk because, you know, we might knock on your door and we might arrest you. So isn't that intimidation? But they say it's not currently illegal, but many feel it should be illegal due to the influence it could have. Talk about a word salad. My gosh.
Take after the presidential candidate.
Right?
Did you hear Batman had something to say about this?
Da-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, Michael Keaton chimed in.
Oh, the good Batman.
Oh, well, you think so?
Unlike, well, Rich Scioli, you know, can't stand Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
The bad Batman. So at least Keaton, he was a better Batman.
Was he the one with the nipples or no? I think that was
No, that was Clooney.
Was that Clooney?
Okay. It's scary that I know that.
Well, here's Michael Keaton laying it on Trump and Elon Musk. Take a listen.
Hey, hi, Michael. You know, for some of you folks who, guys mostly, I guess, who are thinking about attending a rally with Musk and Trump, they don't really respect you. They laugh at you behind your back. They think you're stupid. They don't want to hang out with you. They have nothing in common with you. They're not your bros. And I'm telling you, when Trump, years ago, I guess, said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and they'd still vote for me, basically what he's saying in parentheses is, these people are so stupid, they're so dumb, they'd still vote for me. They have no respect for you. Trust me.
The good Batman, Dawn.
I know. You know what the bummer is? All these actors and performers just stay out of it. I just, you know what I mean? Because you see him in the, you know, whatever movie and you think, oh, you know, I like him as an actor. Just stay out of it. Because
yes.
Has Bruce Springsteen or Michael Keaton or who's the other one? Meryl Streep or Madonna, all these different celebrities, whoever they are, have they really influenced one vote? Do these individuals who are wealthier than and live a life that we could, George Clooney, they live a life that we could never imagine. They own so many homes, you know, 5, 7 homes.
Anne-Marie Muldoon, friend of ours, a mutual
Anne-Marie.
Friend of ours. Yeah, she said yesterday, she goes, you know, Bruce is slowly killing me. And I said, just now? She goes, I'm having flashbacks to Obama again. This is not fun. You feeling the same way?
No, I'm kind of, here's the thing. I'm over it. I'm really over it. I used, you know, because my husband, Larry, has loved Bruce Springsteen. We went to so many concerts. We have great memories. And so I'll just leave the memories lie.
There you
I'll
go.
Let it, I'll let it go.
Yeah.
I'm no longer triggered. Zeoli and Stalker especially used to trigger me all the time, but now I'm hardened. I'm hardened to it.
You're numb to it.
I'm numb to it. With all these celebrities, and they think that they can make a difference, and they don't. And it's, you know, when I don't know if you watched, and I have to watch this for my job, so it's torture. But so I watched the entire thing with Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States. First of all, Dan and I, just to go through it, we were still here yesterday when during the Dom show, obviously.
Yeah.
When we were working on a little something in the back and you were running in between, you know, the Dom show live and we're working on some things. And then we, you know, we look up and we say, oh, the Vice President holding a news conference. Wow. And
it must be important.
It must be, because when has she done one? I can't even think of if she has. And I thought, oh, Dan, she's going to try to look presidential.
Why don't you turn that up, Dawn?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Let's turn it up.
Yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff.
Oh, come on!
That's a retired four-star general confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had.
Oh. And so, now, just think about this. Have you ever worked for a boss who you...
The boss.
Who you thought was evil. Not a tough boss, okay? Not fair, but somebody who you genuinely thought was Hitler-esque. Somebody who is an anti-Semite and an evil to the core individual. And then if you worked for that person, and I probably have in my career... The first thing that I did was I told everybody that I thought that person was individual. I'm not going to say who it wasn't here. It was earlier in my career. But I got, like, you hear the voice, get out. You know, the Amityville horror voice.
Yeah.
And then you tell everybody, no, this person, there's something wrong. This person's evil. This person is rotten to the core, right? And you're looking for a job and you want to get out of there. Because you think that person is genuinely a horrible person, and is, especially if somebody's an anti-Semite who has actually said things that are anti-Semitic. And then wouldn't you go to, you know, the HR department if you actually believed, right, that your boss, whoever that boss is, right?
You're telling me you wouldn't sit on your hands for years and wait on it and write it into a book just before an election?
I would not.
Oh.
I would not.
Really?
And so I will tell
sarcasm,
you, this happened to me in my career where there was a situation that I witnessed. I did complain about it, and it was not to my advantage career-wise, but then I was asked to testify about it, and I did a deposition, and I told the truth. And the anchor woman involved, who, if I said her name, I don't think I should locally, but she's, you know, somebody who's kind of a big deal here in Philadelphia, and she won her federal lawsuit because I told the truth of what I witnessed. The thing about it is, if you're a genuine person, and I've never talked about this before, but if you genuinely think something is sexist or racist or ageist, and you're asked about it, and other people in the newsroom, they witnessed it too. People were too afraid or whatever to come forward. You have to, if you believe that and you witness that, you need to come forth, even though it's going to hurt your career. There's no question you're going to get a backlash. And so, honest to God, my question is, if this individual really thought that he worked for, and this is the presidency, that the president of the United States, who you accepted a job and held that position within the administration, the longest person serving in that position, which was only, you know, these positions go quickly because you're working 24/7. There's like a year and a half, I believe, or less. But if you do that job and then you remain silent during the job and then you remain silent for years afterward, in my humble opinion, you did a disservice to everybody you worked for, to the country that you say you served honorably, and you lose all credibility. And by the way, now the news headlines that say all of this, and this is horrifying. If this is really true, by the way, wouldn't you want a recording? If you really thought the president of the United States of America is saying anti-Semitic things and is saying that he supports like Hitler and the movement. Oh my goodness. That is horrific. That's scary. You have a duty then to actually record that person and to get tangible evidence of it and to turn it over. Did he do that? No. Did he report it then? No. Did he report it right when he was fired? No. And by the way, reportedly, there are reports now that he allegedly left because there were conflicts of interest with his work working for defense type contractors. So I don't have all of that, which is why I'm not going to bring forth everything I'm being told, right, until I can fully confirm that. But to me, this has zero credibility. We should be outraged that somebody holds this really until less than 2 weeks before a re-election. No, that does not, it's not authentic. It's horrible to do to people. And then everybody else who worked for Trump, they're all coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, I was there. This never happened. This is a lie. This is just an out and out lie. And it's terrible. So you tell me, what do you think about that? And Trump obviously released a statement.
You're right on point. And a lot of the listeners, youtube.com/@1210WPHD, go like and subscribe. Suze says, that's because you have morals, Dawn. Cassie says, something similar happened to me personally. Peter says, you're complicit. And Suze again says, right, Dawn, in my opinion, that makes that person not credible.
Yeah, amen. It's a shame that they've, for whatever reason, they have gotten him to come out. As was this their big October surprise? You know, and this after Trump had an amazing weekend in Bucks County at the McDonald's. And so in a positive energy way, just greeting people, it was very organic. And you just see the video. I mean, and everybody's taking the video, right? And so they had to put the kibosh on that with something like this. But I'll just point out to you, there's a whole lot going on in the world. I would have had more respect for the situation if the vice president of the United States had held that news conference, had talked about troops. I mean, two enemy powers coming together. And as I reported to you, these North Korean troops now by the thousands training in Russia and the implications worldwide to this happening with the Ukraine-Russia situation. So if she had talked about that and looked commander-in-chiefy, because I don't think she looks or has the credibility of an actual commander-in-chief, but if she had looked a little commander-in-chiefy to try to come out and talk about it, then I would have had a little bit more respect. But the woman never took not one question, never talked about news, but rather talked about campaign rhetoric and then walked away, never taking one question from a reporter.
He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
We don't want you, Mama. We do not want you. And that was a fake news conference.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
It's all about Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania will decide, certainly the next president of the United States. Pennsylvania could sway the way the House goes, the way the Senate goes. And that's why you're seeing all the media focus on Pennsylvania and, you know, all the biggity bigs here. But have you noticed where many of them are going? And that's the 7th Congressional District, which pretty much everybody, by all accounts, all the experts, the insiders, and I guess the outsiders, too, say the 7th Congressional District could determine which party controls the House next year, if not the White House. I want to welcome in State Representative, Pennsylvania Representative Ryan McKenzie, who has a Republican with a very long family history in the district. So, Ryan, welcome in, and it's so great to have you here.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So, you know, you're making a lot of national headlines. I had seen on, you know, some of the network, there was NBC, Fox, you know, CBS, ABC, everybody's mentioning this district, taking a closer look. And in fact, you know, many of them saying this has to do with the Latino vote, Latino-owned small businesses. What do you see and what are you saying as we come down to the wire here less than 2 weeks to the election?
Sure. So first of all, I do think that that's an accurate statement. I mean, we know that Pennsylvania is a key swing state for the presidency and for the future of our country. Within Pennsylvania, the 7th District, which is the greater Lehigh Valley area, is a swing district within a swing state. And that's why so many people are paying attention to this race. It is what's rated as a lean Republican seat. But unfortunately, we have been stuck with a far left progressive liberal in the name of Susan Wild. She's been here for 3 terms. She votes 100% on Bidenomics. She votes against border wall funding and illegal immigration every chance she gets. She supports all the chaos around the world, the failed foreign policies of Joe Biden. But we've been stuck with her because oftentimes it's very difficult to get an incumbent out of office. So I've been in the state legislature for 12 years, and I'm stepping up to challenge her to try to get her removed from office and bring back real representation to our district and our area. And I think we have a great shot to do it. And it's because people are ready for change. And specifically, you brought up the Hispanic population mm-hmm. here in our area. There is a very vibrant and growing Hispanic population. But the thing that we're finding is their issues are the same as everybody else. They are suffering with high inflation. They don't like the crime and the drugs that are in their communities. And they want change. They want accountability out of their representation in Washington, D.C. And again, Susan Wild has failed on all of these fronts. So I was just door knocking yesterday, met an individual. He's a new citizen of Hispanic origin here in the area. And he knew all about Susan Wild's track record. I didn't even have to tell him about that. And he said, absolutely not. And so he was very open to my door knocking. And then after we were walking away, he said, you have my vote and I'm going to call everybody else in my family. You're going to get all of our votes because we need real change in this country. So we're very optimistic about what we're seeing and hearing on the ground. And I think people are tired of the failed foreign policy, the failed inflation and economic policy, the failed immigration policy. All of these things should be, and we are laying at the feet of Susan Wild right here in the Lehigh Valley.
And, you know, that's just it, that we keep hearing at the national level the conversation over immigration, over the wide open border. And I don't know if you saw I know you're busy with your own campaign, but Vice President Harris was in Delaware County, closer to Philadelphia, for that CNN, you know, nationally televised on CNN town hall, and people asking about immigration. To his credit, even Anderson Cooper had said to the vice president, you know, that they had, you know, years to even do what Biden-Harris did just this past June, which was try to shut things down after just letting tons of people come in without even really vetting them. And we now know that these, you know, among a lot of good folks, there were a whole lot of bad folks, of people who are convicted criminals in their own countries. And that's why we've seen the gangs and the human traffickers and the drug traffic, all of that happening. And so that's important. It's an important issue that obviously you know where you are with the Latino population in the Allentown area. How are you received with from, you know, those business owners who are here legally, who have businesses?
Yeah, hugely supportive. And it's been very encouraging. We were just at an event last week and went to the event, a Hispanic Heritage Month event in downtown Allentown. And the response was off the charts. I mean, we were blown away, and it was very encouraging, very heartwarming to see that, again, our message is resonating. And, again, I think it's wrong to kind of try to separate out that community and their interests away from the general public, because their residents, if they're voting and they're residents and citizens just like everybody else in our community, they're seeing the high inflation, they're seeing the high prices, they're seeing all of these other problems in their local community, and they know who created these problems. They are very well aware that the problems that we are seeing and talking about right now are what has been created by the federal government and their failed policies. And so, you know, I just, you know, I'm a little shocked when I think folks from the outside try to come into our community and, you know, they ask questions like this, because first of all, about half of the Hispanic population in our area is Puerto Rican. So they are actually U.S. born citizens, eligible to vote. So the notion that they would somehow be okay with illegal immigration is really offensive to those people. They are native-born U.S. citizens. The other half of the population, I'm talking in broad brushstrokes, is Dominican. And they have come here legally. And they want other people to come here legally as well. And so they find it offensive also that they played by the rules, they did the right thing, oftentimes waiting a very long time to gain their citizenship, and then other people are just going to jump the line and come here illegally. So I don't believe that our Hispanic community has different interests. I think when I'm out there talking to them, their interests are aligned with the general public. And again, on every one of these fronts nowadays, the Democrats in Washington, D.C. have failed us. So I think we're looking for a real big change here in the Lehigh Valley. And I think every part of our district and every community is a part of that movement as well.
Ryan, I know that you go back with your family nine generations. I enjoyed reading about, you know, that your ancestors many moons ago in Northampton County there, you know, in the militia during the Revolutionary War, quite a great family history, and then went on to have family members, you know, fighting in the world wars and in work and serving in our military. But for you, what are you most proud of as far as your accomplishments, particularly in Harrisburg, because you are a state representative and want to go for obviously a national office in the Congress and the House? But what are you most proud of?
Yeah, so it's a great question, and thank you for bringing that up, because we do want people that actually can get things done to help our community. And so my track record in Harrisburg is one of bipartisan results. I've been able to pass 12 pieces of legislation, things like cutting and eliminating taxes, helping veterans get jobs as they return from service by creating a program that helps them start their own businesses here in the Commonwealth. A number of other things, but the two things that I am most proud of are legislative initiatives that I was able to pass, but now other members have taken on this fight as well, and they're going to be carrying on even after I leave the legislature. Those two items are maternal health and combating illegal immigration. Very different issues, but what I did was I passed legislation which created a maternal mortality review committee here in Pennsylvania to investigate the unfortunate instances where a woman dies either in childbirth or shortly thereafter because of complications from childbirth. And then that committee provides recommendations about the ways that we can improve healthcare in Pennsylvania. And so that committee has now been in place for a number of years. They are providing those recommendations. And we are actually coming up with legislative initiatives and items to actually address those things. And we actually just passed one that another member introduced as legislation to correct one of the things that we had heard as a recommendation. So that's great. That movement is now alive and well. And as a new father, somebody who has a 6-month-old, and I understand those situations can be sometimes very tricky and challenging from a healthcare perspective. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to have a safe healthcare situation and environment here in Pennsylvania for maternal health. So that's great. That's one of the things that I'm proud of that's off and running. The second is illegal immigration. So a number of years ago, I authored legislation to expand E-Verify here in Pennsylvania for the construction industry. Mm-hmm. We had heard from both union and non-union stakeholders about illegal immigrants coming in from other states, taking away Pennsylvania jobs and American jobs, undercutting American wages. And so they said we need to do something about it. And so we passed with super majorities in the House and Senate legislation that now mandates E-Verify for the construction industry. So that is something that I think is a positive thing. We're trying to expand that now to other industries here in Pennsylvania. And again, even though I'm leaving, there are other members that are really taking up the fight and doing what we can at the state level to address illegal immigration, because there are only a couple levers we can kind of pull. It's obviously mostly a federal issue, but I'm glad to see that we're trying to do what we can to fight back and push back against illegal immigration here in Pennsylvania.
And what's your view? I know I could go through. You actually were pretty busy. You've been pretty busy, you know, working on. I love that your program that I had read about, you know, I guess a month or two ago, where the you really pushed for a state program that was a startup for soldiers that, you know, so they could start their own businesses.
That's correct. So what we found, I focus on issues around labor, what we consider labor and industry here in Pennsylvania. And one of those things is workforce development. And so, unfortunately, what we have seen is that so many soldiers returning from service who have had great experiences, they've obviously had different professions and different jobs and occupations in the military, but transitioning out of the military is sometimes challenging in terms of translating those experiences to the private sector. And then also we find that a lot of military members and people who are returning from service want to do something entrepreneurial, but they maybe don't know where to start. And so they're trying to say, hey, I have this great experience, this great skill set. What do we do? And so we created this Startups for Soldiers program to help them, guide them through that process as they return from their service, and then waive all of the startup filing fees for creating a business here in Pennsylvania. And to date, I think I've even lost count. It's over 10,000 individuals that have returned from service and utilized that program, saving over $1 million for those individuals. And that's awesome. We want to not only reward their service, but help them transition back to the private sector. And then if they're doing something entrepreneurial like that, I'm sure some of them are going to be very successful and they're going to be creating jobs for a lot of other people here in Pennsylvania. So it's a great program all around that is being very heavily utilized in our state. And I was glad that I was able to lead the fight on that and author the legislation to create that program here in Pennsylvania.
Here with Ryan McKenzie. You know, I wanted to ask you about, I know, and congratulations to you and your wife, just celebrating the birth of your baby son. But, you know, there are many that I talk to in this area. A huge issue is this Title IX issue. Where do you stand on the issue of Title IX and biological males playing in sports with girls and young women?
Yeah, I mean, this is just an issue of fairness. I mean, we need to make sure that we are protecting girls in their sports. And, you know, we need to make sure that they can compete fairly. I mean, sports are something that I participated in growing up, and I'm sure many other people obviously do in the community. And it's a great way to build teamwork, experience, and confidence, and be able to go out and compete and show what you're made of. To be competing against biological males is simply unfair, and quite honestly, it's also dangerous, as we've seen in some instances. And so that is a very real problem. I have voted for legislation in the House to prohibit that here in Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, my opponent, Susan Wilds, she took the total opposite direction. And when legislation came up at the federal level, she voted for allowing this practice to continue. And so that is something that I think people need to be aware of, because when I'm out there talking to people, especially if they have daughters, put across the board, but especially mm-hmm. if they have daughters, that this is a very real issue for them and they're concerned about it. And again, it's another instance where I believe I'm taking the common sense corrective action approach, and my opponent is just on the far left radical, you know, position where she can't get out of her own way, and she takes these positions which just, again, fail common sense. And so mm-hmm. hopefully voters are seeing these contrasts. We're laying them out there every single day on the campaign trail. But the issues that we're talking about, inflation, illegal immigration, even competing in women's sports, these are things that people bring up to me mm-hmm. every single day on the campaign trail. And again, people are looking for common sense solutions to all of these things.
Well, State Representative Ryan McKenzie, thank you so much. Thanks for, you know, the conversation. I hope we continue the conversation. But we just wanted to get to know you, because after all, this is something that I think that this may be a little bit of a surprise to many people. It's quieter than some of the other, obviously, top of the ticket issues that people are talking about. But you must be thrilled with the polling numbers that are very close with a longtime incumbent like your opponent.
Yeah, look, I mean, we do media, you know, as a part of the campaign because we have to. But yeah. Really what we're doing every day is we are doing our work. Yeah. We are here on the ground, knocking on doors, talking to voters, and we are showing clear track records and a clear difference of direction that people are going to have in this election. Then they get to make the choice. And so, yeah, you know, we maybe fly a little bit under the radar, but that's not a bad thing, I think, yeah. because we're just grinding it out every single day. That's what's keeping us in this race, keeping this race competitive. And as you said, this is really going to come down to the wire. It's going to be because we've done all of this hard work leading up to this election, it's going to come down to turnout. And so we are encouraging everybody to get out to vote, get their friends, their family, everybody else. If they want real change in this election, as Ryan McKenzie, I'm asking for their vote. And we need to get rid of Susan Wilds, who has not done well for our community for 6 years. She had her chance, but she's only made things worse.
State Rep. Ryan McKenzie, thanks for stopping by. I hope we continue the conversation next time. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Just wanted to, you know, I wanted to have the conversation. Dan, thank you for setting that up. And I know that he's busy. I hope I didn't torture him too much, because it's probably torture to have to do these interviews, you know. So I'm always appreciative of people's time. But it's important, because so often I'll talk about Philadelphia, maybe the suburbs. We talk about Trump at the top of the ticket and some of those national situations. But this is somebody who's impacting all of our lives, obviously, here in Pennsylvania and the Commonwealth. But as well, this has huge implications. I was looking at, I mean, they just had Mike Johnson there on the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries. He was there at some point. They had the minority whip, Catherine Clark, a lot of high profile Democrats, high profile Republicans. And you're going to see that as they are focusing in on this area, because as I look at those polls, it's too close to call. And this is with somebody, you know, his opponent, Susan Wilds. She's been there a long time. And the media keeps calling her moderate, but I think, you know, people are pretty savvy at this point of looking at somebody's voting record. I think that's probably part of what is hurting her. So we'll continue to follow it. Get your thoughts, 855. Oh, my goodness. I can't, this phone number, I'm constantly giving the phone number right, but 855-839-1210 is the, like the other day, Larry's like, what's for dinner? 855-839-1210, you know what I mean? Like, because it's just crazy, isn't it? The news cycle and trying to keep it all in your head with what's going on here. It's exciting that we are at the center of the storm, if you will. We really are when it comes down to November 5th.
855-839-1210.
Now he's trying to sing.
Doesn't really work now.
Yeah. Hey, my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're going to feature the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. Some of the most beautiful brands, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and so much more. Now, these models have sleek new designs, innovative features powered by the very latest in technology, and they have thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available right now across Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey, across all their dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them, PIAZZA, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thank you. Excited for tomorrow for the live broadcast. So, Dan, you found a little gem. And this is, I think, indicative of what, you know, I was discussing with State Representative Ryan McKenzie just a moment ago. The issue of people trying to grapple with an issue that has a whole lot of layers, but something that because of the Biden-Harris Title IX, executive order, everybody's trying to deal with this right before the new school year. And just trying to make everything fair. I mean, I think people are fair. Parents are fair. But on the other hand, they want to protect their girls and young women in sports. But Dan, you found this. This is Michigan, right? That's a critical swing state, obviously. And they're trying to grapple with this issue.
Yeah, these two girls come up and speak at a school board meeting, Dawn, and it's they're very passionate about what they say, and then they're kind of diminished a little bit. Take a listen to what they have to say first.
Liana, and I'm an eighth grader at Hart Middle School.
Eighth grade.
I'm here tonight to bring to your attention what I and many other girls have experienced when using the restroom at school. We have a biological boy using our bathroom and staff blocking off our bathroom, restricting girls from entering as this biological boy uses our bathroom. Encountering a boy in the bathroom makes me feel uncomfortable and unsafe. I shouldn't feel uncomfortable using the bathrooms at school. No girl should ever be uncomfortable because there's a boy in the bathroom alongside of them. We need a solution that ensures the privacy and safety of all students. I have seen something and now I'm saying something. I expect you to do something. Thank you.
Articulate, eighth grade.
So there's more of that, Dawn, and we're going to hear more of that after the break, but another girl comes up and has a very passionate plea, and you got to stay here to hear the reaction of the school board member who's kind of disrespectful, Dawn. It's
unbelievable.
All put out there.
It's a sin. Well, we'll hear more. I'll update you some breaking news. We have Trump news. We have Harris news. Stay right there.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.